Good evening. Today's learning is sponsored by Zahavan and Norman Barron, to come with the Yurt site of Norman's mother, Shana Etzel Bas Mordechai Leib, Mrs. Ethel Barron. Our learning today, she serves as an Eloi for Neshama Big on Eden Shalmala. We have been wrapping up the third Mishnah, in the third parak of Maseches Brachos. The Mishnah says, Nashim Avadim Ketanim, women, Avadim. Avadim here does not mean Eved Ivri, it means an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani, in order to become a formal Eved Kanani, one needs to do, it's fascinating, they become like a half ger, like a mixas ger. They do Mila and Tefillah before they become an Eved, and when they become released as an Eved, they accept upon themselves Kabbalah Samitzvos, and they become a full-fledged Jew at that point. That's type of Eved referring to over here. They're also, just like women are obligated in mitzvah seis shezvan grama, positive mitzvahs that are time-bound, exempt from, so to avadim ketanim are also in that same category. And the third one is ketanim. We said they are exempt from the mitzvah of kriyat shema and from tefillin. And they're obligated in tefillah, davening, mezuzah, and birchas hamazon and benching. Now, we left off with a question last week as to why does the Mishnah give these three examples? Davening, they're obligated in mezuzah and benching. Why these three? So the Gemara says, on the first one, specifically pointing to women, why are women obligated in benching? In davening? Is it a mitzvah asei shezman grama? Why are they chayav? Should they be exempt? So the Gemara says, because it is rachamim. Since it is rachamim, since it's something you're asking compassion from Kadosh Baruch Hu for, right? So therefore, everybody's obligated in. So there's a debate as to what this exactly means. Rashi says what this means is that women mida oraisa are exempt from davening completely, because really it's time bound. But chachamim, the rabbi said they should daven at least once a day. The Rambam understands this line very differently. Rashi says rabbinic. Rambam says it's mida oraisa. Women are obligated on the Torah level to daven at least once a day. Just like the Rambam says, men are obligated to daven at least once a day, midrabanan, three times, maybe it's even two, plus three, different according to that. But that's a major machlokas in Rashi and the Rambam over here. Then we go to mezuzah. Mezuzah, why would they even mention mezuzah? The Gemara really doesn't give a reason why mezuzah is mentioned, but says that everybody's obligated, and Eved Kanani is obligated mezuzah. A woman, if she owned a home by herself, an almana, a divorcee, would also be obligated in mezuzah. There would be no difference over here. But I wanted to share with you, once we're talking mezuzah, a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam is actually, this is a great, you're not going to forget this source in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, mezuzah Sefer Torah, Hilchos Tam, 6:13, okay? Perek Vav, Halacha Yigimel in the Rambam. The Rambam writes like this. The Rambam writes, there's two mitzvahs that we have that Hashem gave them to us to wake us up. So what are those mitzvos? We know one, I think, famously. What mitzvahs Hashem gives us to wake us up? This is more of an Elul Rosh Hashanah Torah. Shofar. Shofar. Ur Yishenim Yishinaschem. Right, this is the Ram Hichos Shuva. I think it's Gimel Dalid there in Hichos Shuva. That Hashem wakes us up, right? By blowing the shofar, we're supposed to be awoken from our slumber and do tshuva. The Rambam writes also, that's once a year. That's once a year. One time period. The Rambam writes, the role of mezuzah, fascinating. The role of mezuzah is to walk by every entranceway and every doorway in people's homes. He doesn't say to kiss it. That came later. That maybe is, we'll get to that in a second. But he says to walk by and see the mezuzah and be awoken and be inspired by Hashem's name. By the Yichud Hashem mentioned in the mezuzah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akein Hashem Echad, and awaken oneself. It's fascinating. Two mitzvahs that are supposed to wake us up, mezuzah and shofar. Something to share at dinner tonight. Why did we kiss the mezuzah? There's a story. I'll try to get through this in literally 90 seconds. There's a story in Gemara in Avodah Zarah that we know Unkelus Hager. Unkelus's uncle, Unkelus became converted. Unkelus's uncle was Vespasian. Vespasian was not a Jew lover, right? Let's just keep it at that. And he did not like the fact that his nephew became Jewish. So he tried to get his nephew to come back from the Beis Medrash. So he sent soldiers, Roman soldiers, the Gemara says, into the Beis Medrash in Israel to grab Unkelus out. And what happened? The soldiers came in and they said, you know, by order of Vespasian, we want to get you out. They said, what are you, and they, you know, Uncle said, well, no, stay with me. Sit and learn some Torah. He said, what are you learning? Next thing you knew, those soldiers stayed and they converted. Okay, he got very angry. He sent another group of soldiers. He said, when you go in now to get Unculus, don't ask him any questions and close your ears. Okay? So what they do, they went into the base medrash. They picked up Unculus and they started carrying him out like this, right? Carrying him out. And as they walked by the door, Unculus grabbed, reached for the mezuzah, went to kiss the mezuzah. They go, what are you doing now? What is that? He goes, well, when you were Vespasian, goes out to war, where is he in war? They said, oh, the general, the emperor, he's in the back, right? We have to go, you know, risk our lives first. Hashem, not so. Hashem, Yishmor Tzidchav V'echa Me'etav Yad Olam. Hashem is always protecting our houses. He is the first line of protection, right? He's standing at the entranceway to our doors. He's a Shomer Yisrael, right? Shomer, right? Shakai is in the front of every mezuzah. Shomer Dalsos Yisrael. He's standing and protecting us. They say, well, that's your God? I can't believe it. They put him down. They started talking to him. And they stayed. Next thing you knew, Vespasian gave up. And that's the history of Unculus. And that could be the reason why we kiss mezuzah. That's maybe the makor why we kiss mezuzah every single time we enter and exit our doorways. Ramchani ben Akashin Omer Tzkadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Yisrael. Lefika here, Blan Tormit, Shnemar, Danai Chavetz Man Tzidko, Yagdil Torah, Ve Yadir.